Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Iralo monthly meeting on the 18th of March 2014. On the call today, we have Sébastien Bachelet, Jordi Paugire, Wolf Ludwig, Oksana Prikotko, Olivier Crépin-Leblon, Yuri Lantipouro, Greta Jeske, Julia Morenets, Marine Kashatrian, Rudy Vansnick, and proxy for Franz Gerbosch. We have an apology from Alberto Gaetano. And from staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Silvia Ivanko, Terry Agnew, and myself, Matthew Pelvin. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Wolf.
Okay, thanks a lot, Natalie, for this roll call. The next agenda item is review of the action items from our last call. If you click under the respective link, there were 2 points with a proposal from Oksana and Siranush for this Russian-speaking club on internet governance, and as we already sorted out and agreed at our last call, this can be followed or will be followed up by staff and with staff support. The second action item was Wolf to post in Urala's mailing list explaining the need for a proxy vote for Jean-Jacques Supruna for the ELEC Board 15 voting. This was done immediately after the last monthly call, and this question was settled afterwards as well. Therefore, all the action items from our last call are done. As the next agenda item, as usual, we have point 3, briefing on current ELEC consultations and initiatives. And as usual, it's Olivier who has the floor, please.
Thank you very much, Wolf. It's Olivier Capanablanc speaking, and I invite you all to have a look both at the agenda page, but also at the link in the agenda page, which sends you over to the at-large policy development page. Let me just look through the statements and endorsements currently being developed. There are an enormous number of them at the moment because we are arriving close to an ICANN meeting, and usually that's when there are a lot of consultations taking place, many of which will be discussed in Singapore when we all meet face-to-face. The first one is to do with the policy development process on privacy and proxy services accreditation issues. That has a close link to the who is issues with the proxy services that effectively provide some kind of anonymous registration for domain names. The registration issues working group, which is the at-large working group that deals with this, has said that they would like to first meet up in Singapore and discuss this face-to-face and then decide at that point if a statement is necessary. The follow-up technical liaison group bylaws revision is a follow-up to the process of the removal of the technical liaison from the board. As Steve Crocker has met with the ALAC in the past and explained to the ALAC, there's an enormous amount of noise in the background, thank you, has met with the ALAC and explained this to the ALAC, the board is now proceeding forward with creating a proper technical liaison group that would enter in replacement of the technical liaison itself. Then we have the ICANN strategy panels. These are the various panels that Fadi Shehade has convened with the board and that have provided their reports, which will be discussed in Singapore. There are a number of panels, and the ALAC is considering drafting a statement based on the discussions that we are going to have in Singapore with the both in the public sessions relating to those to those panels, but also in face-to-face meetings that we will have with the board and with the specific board members. The next one is the preliminary issue report and access by intergovernmental and international governmental organizations and international non-governmental organizations to the curative rights protection of the UDRP and URF. UDRP is a uniform dispute resolution process, and URF is similar to that, but in a fast way. I think I'll have to remember this one. These are more acronyms, effectively. The ALAC is considering drafting a statement on this. We have been on several occasions in the past. This community has released a statement with regards to the IGOs and INGOs, the special status that these organizations have asked. But apparently there are also some cases of the fact that the intergovernmental organizations and non-governmental organizations are not able to obtain specific copyright rights which would help them under a UDRP or a URS. The ALAC is currently considering drafting a statement, and I invite you to have a look at this. The next one is the initial report on the inter-registrar transfer policy, Part D policy development process. This is a very long-term working group that has worked in the GNSO looking at the transfer of a domain name from one registrar to another registrar. So let's say you have domain.net, let's say, and you wish to move from one registrar to another because you might get a better deal. There is a whole process to transfer from one to the other, and this is the policy, to have a uniform policy, because internet users have on some occasions been finding much difficulty in leaving one registrar, one service provider, and moving to another. Draft implementation plan for the WHOIS online accuracy and reporting system. That's again to do with WHOIS, and this one says exactly what's on the packet. Effectively, a plan for a proper enhancement of the accuracy of the WHOIS entries. Mitigating the risk on DNS of DNS namespace collisions. Very, very big subject in Singapore. There's going to be a session in the early afternoon of the Monday afternoon. Namespace, DNS namespace collisions is a real tough one here. The likes of the .home and .corp and the new generic top-level domains that are being released and that have a potential for causing havoc on end-user computers, because they clash with domains and top-level domains that have been used both at home locally or in a local area network in a company. So there's a follow-up on that. There's a big plan which has been drafted by some consultants, and this will be discussed in Singapore. The ALAC is drafting a statement on this already. The internationalized domain names variant top-level domains. That's the Label Generating Rules Procedure Implementation, the LGR, Maximum Staining Repertoire Version 1. Now, all I know about this is that it has to do with the internationalized domain names. It's one of these really complex things with regards to variants. In some languages, you can write the same word with a whole number of different spellings. And whilst I know that in Europe we might have cases of spellings with accents or just minor changes, in some languages, in some scripts, we are speaking about an entirely different word altogether, or at least drafted or written in an entirely different set of characters, but meaning exactly the same word. So there are some label generation rules that are being implemented and that are being designed. And this, I guess, is one of the proposals. And the ALAC, not really the ALAC, but the our international domain name, so our IDN working group, is currently looking at this. We have several members of at large that are in the overall working group, ICANN working group on this, and finding out if we need something. to be drafted on this. ICANN future meeting strategy, again, something that started out as being quite controversial. The original plans were to perhaps maybe drop one of the three international meetings, maybe dropping a meeting in a continent where the finding a large hotel and conference center is hard, because as we all know, the community that goes to ICANN meetings is increasing, and so when it started with less than 1,000 people, nowadays one is looking frequently at more than 1,500, if not 1,700 people at an ICANN meeting. And it's still growing, so many venues are now a bit small, and it's hard to find large enough venues in some developing countries. However, this first plan was very controversial, since it would have really cut out some parts of the world. The new plan, which is being presented, is somehow a little bit softer than that, and it still allows for three meetings, two large, big meetings with the hoo-ha, bells and whistles and all of the garnish that one finds in a meeting. And then one meeting that would be slightly smaller, that would be restricted really to those communities that have to meet face-to-face and that could do some work face-to-face. And that, of course, the at-large community needs to meet regularly face-to-face. So that wouldn't be as demanding on resources. And also would probably be a slightly would make the meeting length slightly different. The first meeting of the year might be a bit shorter. The last meeting of the year might be a lot longer, maybe up to a week and a half, if not 2 weeks. Anyway, there is a proposal there, and the ALAC is currently commenting and drafting a statement on this. Translation and transliteration of contact information working group. SOAC input request, that's again to do with the internationalized domain name. What happens when you do a WHOIS request on a domain name that is in Chinese? And, how does it show on your screen? Does it show in Chinese? Does it have to be translated? Does it have to be transliterated if your computer is unable to show Chinese characters? A whole lot of questions, and a working group has made a proposal. And so the ALAC is currently voting on a statement. The statement was drafted, and the vote is currently underway. Recently adopted ALAC statements, I'm not going to go through them. You can see them on your screen. That's pretty much all of what's going on at the moment, I think. I know that it's a lot going on at the same time, but the length of time, I understand, this time around has been extended a little bit, so the ICANN week apparently does not count in the overall countdown by which the ALAC has to respond. And so that gives us a little bit more time, and of course we'll meet face-to-face. I'm open to questions now.
Okay, thanks a lot, Olivier. Let me ask all of you if there are any immediate questions or comments to agenda item 3 and the points Olivier provided a briefing. I see no hand raised. Otherwise, Sebastian suggested to add one more point under agenda item 3, what is about NTIA, ICANN, and first announcement. Sebastian, you have the floor, please.
Thank you very much, Wolf. Yeah, I wanted to be sure that all of you get information about the statement sent by the NTIA Department of Commerce last week on Friday, and the related comments made by ICANN and also by all the ISTAR organizations. It's an important move, as the Department of Commerce is ready to release its oversight of the IANA function. And ask ICANN to organize multi-stakeholder consultation on how to organize the next phase. And it will be a very important topic during the ICANN meeting also. Yes, we have already a lot to do, but this one will take some precedent, I guess, for some part. But if you link that to the decision taken by the board on the 17th of February about the globalization working groups, one of them was about the globalization about Diana, and it fits very well. And the other four topics are related not directly on the move from the DOC, but on the move I can need to do in the future, like the globalization of the affirmation of commitment, the globalization of the organization with NICAN, the globalization of the root servers, and the question of a possible parallel and complementary legal structure. And all that will be one of the points of discussion, I guess, mainly on Monday after the opening ceremony. And if you have any question, I will try to answer your question. Thank you both for this time.
Okay, you're welcome, Sebastian. Are there any direct questions to...
This is Heidi, just 2 points.
Yes, please.
Just on Sebastian's last point, that meeting I've heard is going to be scheduled immediately after the welcome ceremony, so that's going to be 10:30 on Monday. And then on the point of the meeting strategy working group, they're going to be meeting with ALAC on Sunday, I think around noonish, or a little bit before that. And Sebastian's going to try to be there if he can, but if not, there are 5 at-large representatives that were on that are on that working group, and they are able to provide any information.
Okay, thanks Heidi for this additional information on the related meeting in Singapore. There was another question in the Adobe Connect chat by Rudy, a question to Olivier. Is there any possibility TOP have a face-to-face meeting in Singapore on translation and transliteration? Olivier, you have the floor again.
Thank you very much, Frank. It's Olivier speaking. And I have, unfortunately, no idea. This, I think, is something that the IDN working group would be tackling. I'm currently looking at the actual agenda of the IDN working group in Singapore, in fact. Let me just put it on the wiki. Here you go. That's the IDN working group meeting. I don't see it currently on their agenda. I see the universal acceptance of IDN TLDs as being one discussion, and I see the Root Zone LGR project generation panel development language community issues being the other one. I would suggest that, Rudy, you contact Rinalia Abdul-Rahim and Edmund Chung to make a suggestion perhaps that this should also or could also be touched on, since it's quite important as well.
Okay, thanks, Olivier. I see Rudy has raised his hand. Rudy, you have the floor, please.
Thank you, Wolf. For the information, why am I asking to have this face-to-face meeting? We touched upon the input we received from March. Very interesting input, quite long. And I think it would be good that we could have a face-to-face discussion on what is important, what is critical, as our PDP working group has to come forward soon with the first recommendation that should go around again in the SOs and ACs in order to see if the recommendation will stand, yes or no. It's a very hard topic, as we know that a lot is going on in the WIS context. A lot of decisions will depend on what the expert working group is going to do. And we are expecting that that report will have an impact on our work also. So if there could be a few people from at large, especially from the non-Cyrillic regions, be available to participate in our meeting in Singapore, then we could really go a bit more in depth in this discussion. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot. I think Olivier may reply to this. Olivier, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Rolf. It's Olivier Capanoblo speaking. I was just going to ask Rudy if he wished his session to be advertised on the Sunday session, face-to-face session. We could advertise this to all of our ALAC members and ask for the members of our IBM working group to come and join the session that Rudy has mentioned.
Okay, thanks a lot, Olivier. I think this has to be followed up, and Rudy just mentioned in the Adobe Connect that he will send a message to ALEC, and we can then check and see in Singapore whether there is some more interest from the ALEC community there. Are there any further questions on agenda item 3? Comments? If this is not the case and I see no hand raised, let me continue with the next agenda item of our call, which is point 4. Uralo last minute submission for fiscal year 2015 and status of prop request. When we had one of the last calls of the finance budget and finance subcommittee, we had to learn that there may not be, I formulated carefully, may not be a follow-up of the program after the pilot this year. And as we cannot be certain that this pilot will be will continue, I, for reasons of precaution, I immediately drafted and submitted a Uralo request for fiscal year 2015. It was just close to the final deadline, and just suggesting something similar, we asked or suggested for COP 2014 to have some of our members from Eastern European countries attending the Eurodic in 2015. So this is still music for the future, but a Uralo request in this respect was submitted. I informed the Uralo board, and I got approval on this, and I submitted immediately afterwards. Another point is the state of art of our crop submission. I guess there was something in the crop review team where I'm not a member of, but Oksana is a member, and I would like to know whether there are any news from the crop review team and whether our submission was taken into consideration.
Yes, thank you, Wolf. Do you hear me?
Yes.
I would like to congratulate all Uralo with great work. We received crop finances to go for all our participants, both to Armenians and to Ukrainians and one Romania. For Eurodic. Bulgarian, sorry.
Yeah, okay. This was more or less approved by the review team.
It was the decision of Financial Budget Committee and the Vice Presidents, both Vice Presidents for Europe, Vienna and Nigel.
Okay, and I've seen I was copied in as CC in an exchange, and I've seen that both of them, Vinny and Nigel, were favorable of our submission. and even including the two candidates we suggested, what is Siranush and what is Narin from Armenia. And I'm pleased to hear that this is more or less confirmed or approved, what is extremely good news to me. Are there any further comments or questions to this agenda item, point four? If this is not the case, let me continue with our next agenda item, what is results from Uralo member consultation on board seat 15. I think all of you at this call are aware that we had from Sunday 10th March until Sunday 16th March our regional consultation on the preferred candidates for our relos, and it was, well, let me say, it was an exciting week with very few responses at the beginning, but more and more responses coming in by the end of the week. And finally, it was an excellent consultation process again at the very last moment when we received 28 responses out of 30. What is excellent, simply, and immediately on Sunday night, I sent a circular mail regarding the results of this member consultation to the list, where with a very tight majority of one voice, total 10, Sebastian was selected or was suggested as a preferred candidate. Followed immediately with 9 votes Rinalia, 4 votes for Jean-Jacques Suprena, 2 votes for Alan Greenberg, and 2 votes for Evan Leibovich. Let me thank you all again for your participation in this consultation. What is a good example for a bottom-up approach, including our ALSs in such important issues, and I casted my vote yesterday according to my regional advice in the first round of the ALEC voting. Are there any further questions or comments on this? Sorry, I still have my cold, which is unfortunately prevailing, and I hope it will be gone by Singapore. If there are no questions or comments on agenda item 5, yes, I see one hand raised, it's Olivier. Olivier, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Wolf. It's Olivier Capanlebleau speaking. Just to add that the vote for the first round has now closed, and the results have been put together. So I can confirm there is no tie, because there was a question as to if there was a tie in the first round for the third place, there would need to be another vote in between yesterday and Singapore. There is no tie. There's a 3 clear people who are ahead and 2 people who are behind. And the results, I believe, will be released in the next few hours. The Board Management Selection Process Committee is the chair of the Board Management Selection Process Committee is currently drafting a note to the ALEC and to at large. So that will be announced shortly. That's it. Thank you. And the second round, just to let you know, the second round will take place in Singapore using the BechPulse system, and it will take place, I believe, on the Sunday morning when we are all going to be in, all of the voting members will be in Singapore.
Okay. Thanks a lot for this additional information, Olivier, and I think we are all looking forward during the next hours to get the results of the first round and candidates who have received most of the votes.
A correction from Olivier. One proxy voter, Darlene Thompson from Malawi, will not be in Singapore, but she's confirmed that she will be online and on the phone if necessary at the required time.
Okay, thanks Heidi for this information. I was not sure from the chat in Adobe Connect whether Oksana will be in Singapore. It sounded a little bit like she will be. But thanks for letting us know that the proxy vote from Oksana will be then casted remotely.
Sorry, well, that was Darlene, not Oksana. I think Oksana is going to be in Singapore.
Ah, she is in Singapore. Okay.
Yes,
so
but Darlene Thompson, a proxy voter from Norello, will not. But she will be online.
Okay. Any further questions to this agenda item? If this is not the case, let me continue with the next agenda item. What is Atlas II? Event planning and working groups. We touched this issue already in our last calls, and I just would like to repeat, before I give the floor to Olivier on a short summary on this, that we would still like to have more members from our community in the different working groups. So far, we have involvement of Jordi, Mathieu, Olivier, of course, Sandra is also in one of the subgroups, and I would really like to have more representation from Uralo members in this working groups, because it's an event, it's the second at-large summit, it's happening at our front door in June in London. And I would really wish to have a little bit more involvement in the preparatory process from our members. I would like staff to add an action item here that I will this week send out a reminder to our community that more contributions from our side would be desired. Olivier, you would like to give just a short briefing on the last development of the Atlas II event planning?
Thank you very much, Wolf. It's Olivier speaking. Yes, thank you for this opportunity to speak a little bit about Atlas II. I totally agree with you. There needs to be more involvement from our region since this happens to be in London. And I know that some might think that England is not part of Europe, but actually it is, strangely enough. And London is part of England, which is another big new thing. And it's very important that we all get involved in the design of this. Because this is happening on our home turf, really. The work at the moment is proceeding very well under the great stewardship of Eduardo Diaz-Rivera, who is the overall chair of the Atlas II Organizing Committee. There are a lot of different working groups that are working all in parallel, sometimes with the same people in the different working groups. That's because there are not enough people at the moment working in there. There's just so much to do. The events group is currently building the agenda and basically putting together the whole program for all of our at-large structures. I remind you all, it's 160 people that are coming to London. So it's a big group of people that will be coming from all around the world. So the events group is putting together the overall agenda for the two plenaries being the full Saturday and the full Sunday when the whole group will be meeting together, and then for the rest of the week as well. The sponsors group is currently still looking for sponsors, and the good news I can provide you with, which have just arrived just a few minutes ago, in my email, is that Google has pledged $10,000 towards sponsorship of some of the events that we will be having, such as the showcase, and perhaps we're looking to try and have a sponsored lunch on the Sunday. We're looking towards having a sponsored dinner on the Saturday before the ICANN meeting, so on those two plenary days. And it's important, if you have any suggestions for organizations or companies or potential sponsors, oligarchs that have an enormous amount of cash and don't know what to do with it, please suggest those to the sponsorship working group or email me, and we will go and send them a proposal which has been drafted in order to try and get more funding. Of course, the more funding we have, the more things we can do with our ALSs, and the better the experience of the whole Atlas team. The logistics is currently working on the visa situation. I don't think it's a big issue in Europe, but it is a big issue for some parts of the world. The public relations group has not totally started yet, although it is working with the communications working group in order to, on the one hand, put together a weekly or a regular newsletter that will be sent to all of the at-large structures so as to tell everyone what's coming up and get them involved. And then at the same time also try and maximize the public relations aspects to having 160 end-user representatives from around the world that discuss internet and domain name policy and internet governance as well. It's particularly important with the multi-stakeholder model that we have. The return on investment group hasn't started work yet, and that's going to effectively just build a few metrics to evaluate whether the Atlas II is successful or not. The Fair of Opportunities Working Group is what I mistakenly called Showcase a little bit earlier. It was decided that rather than having a showcase, there would be some kind of fair with various tables from all of the different at-large structures to be able to present their at-large structure. Just a big way to get people to mingle with each other and talk and network, and perhaps just a handful of speeches to motivate everyone to talk to each other and present the work that they do. As I mentioned earlier, the communications working group is currently working with ICANN Communications as well to try and maximize the communication with our at-large structures. And then finally, we also have a mentoring program working group. And this working group, by the way, is in real need of some volunteers at the moment. It's one of these groups that just sprung up in a purely grassroots, bottom-up fashion, thinking that there would need to be some mentoring program for some of the ALSs that will arrive and that know very little about ICANN, some of the more recent at-large structures, and even some at-large structures that have been around but are just so flooded with the amount of emails that come through their mailbox that they've somehow fallen by the side, and they would be of real help if they had someone who is well established and knowledgeable about what is going on to accompany them through this journey, because it is a journey, through the bottom-up multi-stakeholder model that we will all have in London. And that's it for the time being. As I said, we need more people to help. And I know there are quite a few people on the call here who are able to help. So please, very soon. What about the Queen? Asks Wolf. Yes, there was a question that was sent over to the Queen in order to be able to join. She has not confirmed yet. So I wouldn't be able to tell you more than that at the moment. We're still waiting for an answer from Buckingham Palace. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Olivier. This is very good to know. If there are no immediate questions...
Just 2 points to add to what Olivier mentioned. What's going to be happening in Singapore and in London is another very exciting pilot that at-large has been selected for. And this is the ICANN Mentor Program. This is different than the at-large mentoring program that Fatima is leading. What this is actually based in the with Janice Dumoulin, and it's a fellowship in the newcomers. But again, for Singapore and for London, and the time in between, there have been three mentees chosen. One is from AP Rallo, it's Gunilla Asprink. One is from AFRALO, it's Mercy Moyo, who was Southern African, who was in Durban. And then Anthony Migani, who is a Cree Indian, indigenous person from Manitoba, who's worked with disabled people as well. So they're going to be mentees, and they've been attached to various mentors from the ALAC. So they're going to be in Singapore, and they'll be at our meetings as well as the fellowship meetings, and they're a vast bit of knowledge that we can all, I think, benefit from. And they'll also be providing a little bit of logistical support for us on the ground in London. But for the most part, it's really a program where we can get new blood into at-large, and we're hoping that this will be successful so it can continue in fiscal year 15. And then briefly on, maybe Sylvia can talk a little bit about the capacity building webinars that are going to be held. And this is again, they're going to start right after Singapore. And it's a whole series of capacity building webinars that will help the ALS participants get up to speed by the time they arrive in London. So Sylvia, if you could just very briefly talk a little bit about that, please.
Yes, sure, yes. We are organizing capacity building webinars. We are going to have 7 themes, and we have invited a number of speakers from ICANN staff, members of the community as well, to be the speakers, the teachers of these webinars. So we have the first theme is the future of internet governance. The second is policy, including security and stability. The third one is policy development process. The fourth, rules of procedure. The fifth is IPv4, IPv6. The sixth is acronyms, and seventh, communications. So we are contacting at this moment, we are in the stage of contacting the trainers, and then we will organize a conference call where we are going to define the number of webinars per session and set the final program dates. And so that's where we are, and it's going to be very comprehensive and very interesting. I think you will find it extremely important for in preparation for Atlas II. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot for this additional information. We will come back shortly to Atlas II again under agenda item 8. But let me continue with our agenda now. The next point is 7. What is a briefing on the Juridic Consolidated Program and follow-up? And it's Sandra who has the floor. Can you hear us, Sandra?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Please. Not very clear.
Is it better now?
Slightly. You are still very remote.
Is it okay now?
Well, try.
Well, in case I'm not audible, then
it's better.
Involved as well. The preparation process on the planning process is more than finished by now. And we now have the webinar consolidated program, which you can find on our website, and I just publicized a link.
Sandra, you are hardly audible.
I just pasted a link in the Adobe Connect. And everybody is now invited to participate in an organizer interview on a session of their interest. She provided a lot of information on the Nordic website on how to participate. Just to
Sandra, you are almost not audible anymore.
Better now?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's shortly better, and then you are far away again. Please try to be closer to the mic.
I'm eating the mic, actually. Everybody who is interested in joining a session, organizing team, or taking responsibility as focal point, I would like to ask that you check the consolidated program. I just copy-pasted the link in the chat. Search for the number of your submission if you have done any submission, or search for a topic of your interest, which contact your secretariat to call or me. So that you have the interest to be a member of organization, and to connect you with the people who are interested as well, in order to form the organizing team. Another possibility is that you put in your content or your comments, your input into the EuroLeague Wiki. We set up the Wiki in order to allow a more transparent and exclusive collaboration process for all. So to say, if some participants are joining the conference later in the stage, that they have a possibility to catch up what has been discussed, what has been decided, and where is the focus of each session. This was not the case in the past when people were sending emails back and forward. Somebody who joined at a later stage was not really able to catch up the status of the preparations so far. If you are not comfortable using the Wiki, then we really that we have digital facilitators who are really there to help you, either to help you to edit the Wiki yourself, or they will help you to upload the relevant content given to focus on the course to the EuroLeague Wiki. On this call, I really like to urge everybody who is interested in participating more actively in EuroLeague, please contact us now, because now is the time until the end of March to form organizing and to get the session planning on the next level. All other information about the previous planning process and details on how to participate are prominently placed on the EuroLeague website, and you are of course invited to contact the secretariat in case you have any doubts or questions. Over to you all.
Okay, thanks a lot, Sandra. I think, or I hope that at least we could understand or follow half of what you said. Let me just shortly recapitulate. All information are on the EuroLeague website in details, whatever you want to know about the ongoing process. If you are interested to collaborate, it's now the moment, because the org teams of the various sessions for Berlin will be created very soon, and we have new collaboration tools, as mentioned by Sandra, what is the Wiki. If you have no questions or comments to this agenda item, to the EuroLeague program planning. Let me continue with the next agenda item, what is point 8, what is a standing item on our monthly agenda, what is 2014 challenges for the region, and one of the first sub-points is that we should use Atlas 2 for Uralo outreach. What would be quite stupid not to use such an excellent opportunity as the summit. And there will be, as we had in at the first summit in Mexico, there will be a fair of opportunities again. What is a get together for all RALOs and for all ALSs to get to know each other, to contact and to network among each other. And at this fair of opportunities, there will be 5 tables, 1 table per region, where Uralo can display information material like the Uralo flyers. You can also bring some brochures from your ALSs with you, and we can display this at our table the very evening. I would need some help from the community to organize this presentation of Uralo in London. And I would also need a volunteer or 2 volunteers to help me to compile some music from Europe, because there most probably will be a background, a tape with a compilation of music suggestions from all 5 regions, and for the European region I do not really like to do this just by myself, but to have some more support from members. So anybody interested in this and to help preparing this is welcome. As Jordi mentioned in the Adobe Connect, yes, Creative Commons music would be much welcome, because we do not have to pay any license fees for diffusing music which is based on Creative Commons. Thanks for the hint, Jordi. Any further comments or suggestions from your side on this on this point? The next sub-point under 8 is planning for the next face-to-face Uralo General Assembly in London. What is the next opportunity for our members after June 2013 in Lisbon to have a face-to-face General Assembly? And this also needs to be prepared in time, and anybody who is giving a hand to prepare the next General Assembly, also particularly in terms of agenda setting, what is very important, is welcome. Please think about it, and if you are interested, just give me a message and let's follow up together. Any questions, any comments from your side on this agenda item? I see no hand raised so far. I hope there will be more responses after the call, and either on the list or directly via messages to me. The last point is 9, any other business? Are there any suggestions from your side, any announcements to make? If this is not the case, let me thank you all for your participation at this March monthly call of our community. I will meet some of you soon in Singapore, and otherwise we will have our next monthly call in April, and you will receive an announcement by staff by the middle of April. Thanks you all for your participation, and I wish you an excellent evening. Bye.
Thank you, Wolf. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Thanks very much, everyone. Thank you. Thanks, Wolf. Bye-bye.